When I return, we're going to tell you about the unfortunate demise of His Imperial Majesty knocked off the throne and how reggae responded. Story time on deck. Smile Jamaica. So His Imperial Majesty was an ultimate ruler. Even if he might have had a parliament, they were just for show. He made all the decisions for the country. And so, of course, you have to rely on your advisors because Ethiopia is a very mountainous and far-reaching area. It was under war of some groups called the Eritreans were trying to peel away. They felt colonized by the Amharics in Addis Ababa, the capital. And so I suppose it would be like President 45 having to rely on advice from John Bolton or Mike Pompeo. You don't really get what you need. And so Selassie thought everything was fine out in the provinces, but instead people were dying of a horrible famine. And because of that, in the remoteness of the emperor relying on basically fraudulent advice from his people out, the governors out in the rural areas, they got rolled up by the communists. The Soviet Union decided they could take an imperialist like Selassie off the throne and replace them with a revolutionary movement that was happening all over Africa. And so when that happened in September 1974, the Derg took over and Selassie was imprisoned in the basement of his palace, and kind of like the Tsar in the Soviet Union, they just sort of took him out. And so the Rastas were like, no, wait a minute here. This can't happen. You can't kill God, which to most Rastas, that's what Selassie is, the reincarnation of Jesus, as they say in Jamaica. So we're going to hear Bob Marley's single from 75 that he put out. And then from 81, we're also going to hear Peter Tosh do a tune called Fools Die, which denies the death of the emperor. And then we'll hear Toots and the Maytals sing about the 80,000 careless Ethiopians, those communist rebels who knocked His Imperial Majesty off the throne. So first up, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Ja Live. Smile Jamaica, happy birthday, His Imperial Majesty.